All right. Hey, we are just about ready to go here, this boys varsity matchup. And this is a great one, folks. I mean, this, it just doesn't get much better than this. The Dayton Pirates come into this first place in league. I'm going to roll this up here, and I'll tell you here exactly what's going on in the West Valley League. Dayton comes in 9-0 in league, 19-0 overall rank, number one in the state. Amity 7-2 in league, sitting in second place, 14-4 overall. One of those losses, of course, to Dayton. Ranked sixth in the state. You talk about a tough league. Sitting there in third place, tied for third, is Horizon Christian and Willamina 5-4. Horizon Christian fifth in the state, Willamina 13th. And then Sandy M. Christian, who handed the Warriors their second league loss last week, sitting at 4-5 in league and 14th in the state. And then Taft, Westside Christian, and Sheridan bringing up the rear there. But even Taft is ranked 16th. So you're talking about your top six teams in the league being ranked in the top 16 in the state. Warriors with their normal starting five tonight. Clint Hatch, the Dylan and Derek Stern show there. Brandon Wilson and Devin McShane. For Dayton tonight, it'll be Braden Nowlin, I'll get that right tonight. Braden Nowlin, Zach Bernards, Bailey West, Tanner Lewis, and Jalen Flowers. And then off the bench, the key guys off the bench for them, Tristan Fergus and Chase Kapaner, a big 6'4 senior who can bang in there. But the real story, of course, in matching up with Dayton is dealing with Zach Bernards, who is the best 3A player in the state. He plays point guard for them. He's, I think they list him right at 6 foot, not 5'11". And Zach is, there's no way to say it other than Zach's just a stud on the basketball court. He can shoot anything inside of about 25 is comfortable. I don't mean like he can hit him sometimes. I mean it's comfortable at 25 feet and in for him. And he's got range out like Devin does out to about 28 feet pretty consistently if you leave him open. And so this promises to be a very physical game, very fast-paced game at times. I talked with Scott Nelson before the game and Coach Nelson talking about the importance of his team not losing contact with the shooters. Do you remember last time we got in a hole early in that game, had to fight our way back into it because guys kept collapsing on Flowers when they would throw the ball into even the mid or high post to him, and they left shooters alone, and the shooters killed us. And Tanner Lewis, the 6'2 junior, was the chief culprit in that. I think he hit three threes in that game and really gave the Warriors fits. All right. Warriors set to jump it up. Flowers at about 6'4", 6'4 and a half, somewhere in there, matching up in the center circle with 6'6", Derek Stearns. Flowers, real athletic kid. He's actually the son of Daryl Flowers, who was an Oregon State alum. If you remember back to those Steve Johnson teams, Flowers was a young player on those. All right, here we go. Ball is up in the air. Flowers wins the tip like he's on a pogo stick. Out jumps Stearns by probably about a foot there. They go in the left corner right away. Nowlin misses the three inside position. Hatch with the rebound. Takes it away from Flowers. Warriors with the ball. One and out that time. Wilson, been playing well lately. Starts to drive, kicks it out to McShane. Man-to-man defense both ways tonight. I don't think we'll see much zone from either team. Wilson penetrates, kicks it out. McShane, corner three, no good. Weak side rebound by Bernards. Bernards pushes up, gets to the middle of the floor, still going, gets inside the foul line, takes it all the way in, and scores in traffic. He wanted one on that, wanted to get to the foul line. That's a strong move by Bernards. There's a corner three, no good. Flowers with the rebound. That was Stearns. Dylan Stearns with the three, gets it to Bernard. Bernards pulls up, 23-footer left side, misses that one, air ball. There's a pass ahead to McShane. McShane gets it to Wilson. Nice rebound there by Derek Stearns. Wilson, still a 2-0 game here in favor of the Pirates. Warriors need to settle down. Dylan Stearns trapped. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson looks at the three. Doesn't want it. Cross-court pass for Derek. Derek in the left corner starts to drive. Cut off by Flowers. Loses the ball picked up by Dylan Stearns. Dylan back to Derek in the corner. Derek back out to McShane. McShane starts to drive. Gets all the way in. Steps through. Up and under. No good. Inside rebound. Hatch had a hand on it, and Lewis comes out of there with it. Nowlin throws it left corner, saved there, back into for a three-point attempt by Lewis. He misses that one. Bernards gets a long rebound. Cross court to West. West fakes the three, starts to drive, gets inside, loses the ball. They're going to call a foul. I'm not sure. It's going to be on Clint Hatch on the drive. So Clint's first team foul on the Warriors. They're not putting that up on the board. They're just saying one team foul. I'm not sure that they realize who it was on. There's a lob inside to West. Turns. Shot blocked by Hatch. Or sorry, Lewis with his shot blocked by Hatch. Wilson comes out of there with it. Throws underneath the Hatch. Lays it up and in. Way to run the floor, Clint Hatch, baby. Blocks the shot at one end. Transitions down to the other end. Gets low post position and lays it up and in. Good pass by Brandon Wilson. There's a drive on the left side. A pull-up jumper by Bailey West, and he makes it. 4-2, Dayton. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Wilson drives underneath the Hatch. Lays it up and in. Great job by Wilson to get into traffic. Drew some help defense and laid it off for Hatch for another lay-in. Wilson with two assists. Hatch with two baskets. It's 4-4. Bernards, one of the three, no good. Goes to Flowers on the baseline. They scramble to him. They swing it corner to Nowlin for three, no good. Flowers, the weak side rebound. Knock loose. Hatch comes up with a steal. Clint Hatch with great hands, risking his second foul there. Wilson brings it up. All tied at four. Little hesitation. Hands it to Dylan Stearns. A deep three. That one short and the rebound by West. West ahead to Nowlin. Nowlin gets it back to West. West takes a three-pointer and buries it. On the pull up there, nobody found Bailey West. He's got 5 points. Zach Bernards not really trying to exert himself much offensively yet, letting other guys do it, and that's what he did in Amity also. Wilson with the ball, gets past West, loses it. He's fouled from behind. It's going to be West's first foul. 7-4 game, Dayton, after that three-pointer by Bailey West. West with 5 points already in the game. Warriors ball. They're going to inbound far side of the floor from me. I'm behind the scores table to the right, kind of right behind Coach Nelson and Wilson there on the bench. Wilson. Nowlin hounding McShane. I'll tell you more about that in a second. Wilson pulls up, misses the 16-footer, and Bernards with a rebound pushes it ahead to West. West pulls up. Nobody gets on him. Takes another three. No good. This time Hatch tips it over to Wilson. Wilson throws it ahead to Dylan Stearns, and it's off his leg and out of bounds. West got up and contested that, kind of like a defensive back getting in the way of the receiver. I think West might have touched it. It still got through to Dylan, and then it went off of him, and now it's been overruled. Oh, my goodness. I didn't see that. I didn't see that call at all. Dylan wasn't arguing. I thought it went off of him. He thought it went off of him, too, I think. And one official overruled the other one. So Warrior basketball. Derek gets it out to Dylan. Dylan in the corner to McShane. Open look for three. Hits it. Ties up the game. Devin McShane. Bernards now walks it up the center floor. 4:20 left here in the first quarter. 7-7 game. Bernards with Wilson on him. Trickles down to the left corner. West dribbles out to the right side. Gets it to over to Bernards. Bernards for three. That one wouldn't stay in. Flowers with the rebound. And he's fouled, I think, by McShane. Good rebound by Flowers. He's a strong kid. Like I said, pogo sticks for legs. Very physically strong kid. And that foul is on, I'm going to call it on, there is no one thing. I'm going to change it to three. They had 1-3 up there. The only three out there is McShane. Flowers hits the first one from the foul line. Flowers, a 6'5", they list him at senior. Long arms, great leaping ability, and a very physical player. Second one by Flowers, good. If you remember, a couple years ago, his brother, DJ Flowers, transferred up as a senior also to Dayton. They've got relatives up in this area. They grew up in Texas, transferred him up here, and this Flowers doing the same thing as the other Flowers. McShane starts to drive, cut off at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, gets it back to Wilson. Wilson into the lane, finishes with the right hand. Up over Lewis. Good job. And that was a patient drive by Brandon Wilson. 9-9 game. Brandon didn't try to get there too quickly. He just took his time to see what was going to happen. Bernards penetrates in, jumps into... Oh, my goodness, that's a bad call. He jumps into Hatch, who had verticality there, and gets the foul call against Clint. Boy, it looked like Clint had a good vertical position, maintained it. Scott talking to the official now. And Coach Bernards misses a foul shot, so you can mark that one down for the newspapers. That doesn't happen very often. Coach Wilson talking to Hatch about don't let those arms go to the side, so maybe that's what happened. Bernards hits the second, and it's a 10-9 game. Warriors down by one, 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Wilson crosses over top of the key, Gets past West, lays it up, gets it over to Hatch, and he scores. What a great pass. Brandon Wilson with three assists here in the first quarter. Bernards fakes the 27-footer, drives in, gets to 17, pulls up. Tough shot, good defense by Wilson. Long rebound by West. West out to Nallen. Nallen, McShane on him. There's a lob inside. Too long for Flowers, stolen away by Clint Hatch. It's a pass ahead to McShane on the left side. Back out to Dillon. Wanted to go inside to Derek. Couldn't get it there. Now Dillon takes a deep three. That one's way long. Missed it by about 2 feet. West comes out of there with the rebound. Bounce pass over to Nallen. Nallen out in the corner. Bernards puts up an uncontested three. No good. And long rebound by Lewis. Lewis back out to Bernards. Bernards penetrates in. Jumps into Hatch. Misses the shot. Falls to the floor hard. Hatch with the rebound. Clint Hatch sticking in there with two fouls in the first quarter. McShane, open look from 23, left side, hits it! Devin McShane with his second three, and it's 14-10 Warriors. Hatch with six, McShane with six, Wilson with three assists. Flowers goes baseline, misses the shot! Hatch with good defense. There's a pass ahead. Dillon Stearns lays it up and in! Brandon Wilson with his fourth assist here in the first quarter. I don't know what the record is by the Warriors for assists in a quarter, but with 6 minutes gone, Brandon has four of them already. Bernards, 16-10 Warriors lead, gets it to Lewis. Lewis fakes, back to Bernards. Bernards puts up a 27-footer. That one a little short, long rebound, chased down by West. He throws it back, inbounds off of Dillon Stearns. And here comes the Energizer off the bench. Derek Stearns out. No, Dillon Stearns out, and Kodiak Yeager in. Kodiak probably needs the name the Energizer, too. I'm telling you, that kid just plays hard from the moment he gets on the floor. He's physical, not afraid of anybody. Now Hatch coming out with his two fouls. Good first quarter by Clint Hatch. 6 points, four or five rebounds, and a couple of fouls, unfortunately. And some good defense, though, too. And Jason Nelson in for him. Lewis looking at the three, doesn't have it, drives baseline, gets all the way in. Nelson fouls him, they said. Lewis makes the shot. I'm going to tell you, that ball doesn't go in if he gets fouled. I think that was a looks like a foul call by the official. That shot would in no way have had any chance of going in had he been bumped at all. He was off balance, threw it up high off the glass, and banked it in. And I don't think Nelson ever touched him. Lewis gets the three-point play opportunity, but he misses the foul shot. So no harm, no foul there. Lewis with his first bucket of the game. We're going to have a foul called on the floor as McShane tries to drive in the left side there. What an exciting game so far, folks. 14 fouls on the Warriors, just two against the Pirates. That foul on Tanner Lewis, his first. Warriors to inbound. They get it into McShane, left angle extended. Lewis way out on him. McShane, hesitation, dribble, gets in, left hand, up, misses that one. Rebound loose on the floor. Rebound by Yeager. He puts it up and in. Kodiak Yeager, that's what we're talking about right there. That was an energy rebound. There's a pass ahead to Lewis. Yeager picks him up. Lewis fakes, goes all the way to the basket, reverse laying up and in. Nice move by Tanner Lewis as Yeager went for the pump fake. McShane pulls up for an uncontested three going the other way. He misses that one. Rebound by Dayton. Bernards gets it ahead to Nallen. Pulls up back to Lewis now. Bernards fakes the three from 25. Jab step gets in on Wilson. Wilson challenges the shot. Bernards misses. Great defense by Brandon Wilson. McShane with the rebound ahead to Wilson. Wilson crosses over, pulls up from three, and hits it! Brandon Wilson having a one whale of a first quarter. 5 points, four assists, and some great defense. Bernards penetrates in, off balance, gets fouled, and makes the shot. Wow, what a shot by Zach Bernards. He got bumped. They gave him continuation. He's going to get one foul shot. He's got 5 points. Foul's going to be on McShane, his second. McShane arguing that he never touched him. 46.6 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Warriors at five. Bernard's to the line to try to cut that to four, and he does. I think we've seen his one miss from the foul shot probably for the night. White set to check in on the next dead ball for the Warriors. Probably get McShane out of there with his two fouls. Wilson loses the ball, gets it back on Nallen. Now he penetrates, pulls up, up and under, misses the shot, gets it back. Kicks it out to McShane for three. No good. And a foul. Didn't even hear the whistle. It is so loud in here, folks. Foul's going to be on Lewis, I believe. It is. That's his second. McShane's going to go line to shoot three. Wilson, what a great drive that was. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Kicked it out to McShane. McShane with a great look, but drew the foul even though he missed the three-pointer. McShane hits the first one. I don't know if anybody's shooting more free throws in this league than Devin McShane has been. He has spent a lot of time in the light. If you remember, he was 16 out of 17 at Willamina. Misses the second one here. That one was halfway down and popped back out. He'll get one more. Derek Stearns out. Clint Hatch back in with two fouls. Got to be careful. Warriors playing this one to win early, baby. They are not taking anything for granted. McShane bounces the second one in, and he's got 8 points. And a substitution timeout as the Warriors had White and Hatch set to come back in. So it's White, Hatch, Yeager, Wilson, and Nelson on the floor for the Warriors. McShane gets a break with his two fouls. Got to be careful, but he usually doesn't get in too much foul trouble. He has fouled out once this year. Out on top is West. West swings it left side. And we're going to have a moving screen called on number five. That's Oscar Rosas. Rosas, whatever floor he's on, he's the quickest guy on the floor. But that time he gets called for a moving screen. Would have been good in the fall sport, not so good in the winter sport, as he tried to get Bernard's free. Warriors up six and the ball. 18 seconds to go. Wilson having a stellar first quarter. He's got 5 points, four assists, and played some great defense on Bernard's. He's with the ball, tries to get past Nallen, spins back to his left hand, pulls up, off-balance shot, won't stay. Hatch puts it back up and in! Clint Hatch got 8 points in the first quarter. And there's a three-point attempt by Bernard's, rims off, no good, and after one, the Warriors have the lead, 25-17, folks. Don't go anywhere. We got more exciting Warrior basketball coming right back at you after this message.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are. Getting ready to start the second quarter. Warriors up 8, 25-17. A little bit of foul trouble for the Warriors. Hatch and McShane, both with two each. Hatch on the floor with Yeager, Nelson, White, and Wilson. Wilson played all 8 minutes in the first quarter. 5 points, four assists, a couple of rebounds, and some outstanding defense on Bernard's. Bernard's finishes the first quarter with 6 points. White dribbles in, gets it back to Nelson. Nelson on the left wing. He drives on his man. Bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch hit, no call. Gets his rebound back, and he's knocked out of bounds. He couldn't hang on to it. Nice pass by Jason Nelson. Penetrated in, drew some defense, handed it off to Hatch, and he just lost that one going up. Bernard's with the ball. Dayton escapes, going down by 10 there as the Warriors miss a lay-in. Nallen way out on top, working on White, gets it back out to West. He drives on Wilson, lays it off for Kapaner. Kapaner misses. No, it's not Kapaner, that's Brodeur. And there's, at the other end, Kodiak Yeager had a breakaway, a contested breakaway, though. Tried to dunk it, couldn't make it stay. He was trying to bring the house down here. But at one end, that was Tristan Fergus missing the shot inside. And there, Bernard dribbles it off his foot, loses the ball. Zach, a little frustrated here. This is a treat the fans are getting tonight. Two of the best teams in the state going head-to-head here on Dayton's home floor. Derek Stearns coming back in, going to replace Clint. Clint gave him a few minutes of break without picking up that third foul. That's huge, folks. 53 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Warriors up 25-17. White brings it up, giving Wilson a little bit of a break. Now he gets the ball to Wilson on the left wing, down in the corner to Nelson. He penetrates. Bounce pass tries to go inside to Stearns. Couldn't do it. Nallen comes out of there with it. Yeager's going to pick up a reach-in foul, trying to knock it away. Kodiak never seen a foul he thought he could commit. Trust me on this one. Kodiak always with the shrug as he looks to the sideline, like, how'd I get a foul on that? As he reached in on Nallen. That's okay. It probably stopped a fast break. That's probably a good foul. except that it does put the Warriors over the limit on the next foul. McShane set to come back in. Probably going to give Wilson a little bit of a break here. Flowers dumps it down low. Somebody completely lost Bernard's. I don't know how that happens, but somebody forgot they were guarding Bernard's. He gets a lay-in. 25-19. Wilson backs it out. He's got Nallen on him. Nallen super quick. Goes in the corner to Nelson. Nelson penetrates. Gets bumped from behind. No call. Steps through. Gets the ball out on top to White. White working on Bernard's. Crosses over on him. Goes down on the corner to Nelson. Back out on top to Wilson. Wilson. Bernard's on him as they're in a zone now. Bernard's. They get it out to White. Left angle three. No good. Flowers with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Lewis. Lewis up the left side to Bernard's. Bernard's pulls up from 23. Good. Just like that. That wasn't bad defense, but you've got to get up just a little closer and make him beat you off the dribble. You can't give him that spot up three. White penetrates out in the corner. Nelson for three the other way. No good. Inside, Jaeger with the rebound. Strong with the ball. Now he puts it on the floor. Kicks it out for White for a 21-footer. That one's way strong. Rebound by Derek Stearns. Puts it up with the left hand and in. Derek Stearns crashing the offensive boards. He's got his first bucket of the game. Warriors back up by five. 5.5 minutes to go. 27-22 Warriors. Bernard's with the ball, working on Nelson. Good matchup between Nelson and Wilson. You can put some good speed on him. Nallen steps back and hits a 24-footer. Braden Nallen with his first basket of the game. And a timeout taken by the Warriors, I believe. They haven't told us who took the timeout. Nope, it's taken by Dayton. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. We're going to remind you to contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own, no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma from Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. All right, it's a 27-25 game. Braden Nallen knocking down a deep three when nobody came out on him. Not the best three-point shooter on their team. That would be Bernard's. The second best is Lewis. I don't know if Nallen's even third, but he hit that one. Warriors catch him sleeping, and White takes it all the way to the basket and scores. Somehow, nobody figured out on Dayton that they were even playing defense right there. He dribbled all the way to the basket, uncontested. Flowers working on Stearns, jumps into him, misses the shot, ball tipped inside. Stearns hits it off the bottom of the backboard. I think it's going to be White ball. Should be Dayton ball off of Stearns. So it's Derek Stearns, Jaeger, McShane, White, and Nelson on the floor. 29-25 Warriors, 5 minutes to go, first half. Nallen to trigger it in, gets it into Flowers. Flowers takes a 10-footer and hits it. He just kind of went to where there was no defense. Flowers not hurting, though. He's only got 4 points in the game. Warriors up two, 29-27. White backing it out. 2-3 zone now by Dayton. They were in a man earlier, and that wasn't working for him, so they've gone back to the zone. Jaeger to White. White looking at the high post for Nelson. Now he lobs it down low, and Stearns had sealed off, but he didn't release to go get the ball. White with a bad inbound or a bad entry pass there. Miscommunication between the post and the guard. 4.5 to go, first half. Warriors up two. Bernard's left angle to DeSmet. DeSmet gets it to Lewis. He penetrates in, draws contact. He's going to go to the line. So what the Pirates are doing that the Warriors aren't doing is attacking the defense off the dribble, getting into traffic, and being able to draw contact and get themselves to the line. So Bernard's has already shot 3 foul shots. Flowers shot 2, and now Lewis to the line to shoot 2 also. Hits the first one. They have one more to try to tie this up. Wilson in, Nelson out. Wilson so far has been the best defender on Bernard's. Second one good also by Lewis. So I'll tell you this little story. After the last game, Devin was pretty frustrated with the game. Didn't play anywhere near what he wanted to play. And Wilson penetrates in right side, kicks it out. White for 3 from the corner. No good. Weak side rebound. Wilson with it. Starts to bring it out. Takes it right back in. Flowers blocks the shot. Ball's loose. McShane gets it. McShane backs it out. So Devin tells me, I said, Nallen giving you some problems. He goes, he is the quickest player I've ever played against. He said, you know, he's not very tall. His hands are already down where you want to dribble the ball. And he's just lightning quick, and he works so hard, Devin said. Just really made it hard for him. Warriors dribbling the ball around, passing it around. Nothing's happened yet while during that story. Wilson pulls up, takes a three. No good. Ugly shot there. Flowers with the rebound. Warriors struggling to find a good shot that time down the floor. Bernard's with the ball left wing extended. Gets it to West. West penetrates, kicks it out in the corner for Lewis for three. Good. Nobody rotated to the shooter that time. White brings it across. Warriors down three now, 32-29. They've been up by as much as eight in this first half. White crosses over, gets inside, picks up his dribble. Nallen denying. There's a travel on White. Braden Allen denying Devin McShane 30 feet from the basket. Warriors are going to have to set some screens, do some other things to free Devin up, I think. Dillon turns back in, Sam out. So it's Wilson, McShane, both of the Stearns, and Jaeger. Jaeger now going to take Bernard's on the defensive end. Penetration by West, pulls up, misses the shot. Flowers tips it, no good. Ball out of bounds off the Warriors. Devin and Brandon battling for that rebound. Neither one of them could corral it. 3:02 to go, second quarter. 32-29 Pirates. Bernard's to trigger it in on the left side of the key. Gets it into Lewis. Uncontested 18-footer. No good. Rebound McShane. McShane pushes it ahead. Now Allen cuts him off. McShane takes it right into him. The shot blocked out of bounds by Lewis coming over on help defense. McShane was worried about getting past Allen, but he didn't get any elevation on his shot. And Lewis at 6'2", able to sky up there and reject that easy. There's a lob inbounds, and Flowers is going to get called for a hold as Derek Stern was trying to cut to the basket. So that's going to be the 15th foul on Dayton. Warriors will inbound again, left side of the key on the baseline. McShane set to inbound it. They go in the corner to Derek. Derek out to Wilson. Wilson gets past one defender, loses the ball, chases it down. Bernard tried to not foul him and managed to. McShane dribbles left side, and he's going to get fouled by, I think, Lewis. Flowers claiming that McShane pushed off as he went. Foul's going to be on Lewis. That's his third. That's a big foul, and that'll bring DeSmet back into the game and Lewis out. Good aggressive drive, and this is what I was just talking about. The Warriors need to be more aggressive, taking the ball to the hole. Lewis to the bench complaining that he didn't foul him. Flowers complaining McShane pushed off. Right in front of the official, though. Official had a perfectly clear view of what happened there on the baseline. Wilson throws it in. Stolen by Bernard. Bernard's taking Derek Stearns in. Derek fouls. I'm going to put Bernard's on the line to shoot one-on-one. Not a good inbounds pass there by Wilson. Left it in the air too long and gave Bernard's a chance to break on it. Bernard's not a football player, but he would have been an outstanding free safety in football. He would, they might have won a state championship if he played football. Bernard hits the first of one more on the bonus. Chance to put Dayton up five, and he misses it. Long rebound, McShane pulls it down. Two misses out of Bernard's tonight, that's huge. McShane to Wilson, 2.5 minutes ago, first half. McShane, 24-footer straight on, hits it! Nobody came out on him. So it's not just the Warriors that sometimes have a hard time finding the shooter. 33-32, Dayton up one and the ball. Clint Hatch getting set to come back in momentarily. DeSmet out on top, working on Dillon Stearns. Gets it inside. Now into Flowers. Flowers lays it up and in. Nice little. They ran a mid post to Nallen, who is the shortest guy on the floor, and he made a little pocket bounce pass. There's a steal by Bernard's on Wilson. Wilson getting a little fancy there. Nallen takes it in, misses the shot. Bernard's misses the putback. DeSmet misses the putback, and the rebound chased down by Kodiak Jaeger, and Nallen tackles Jaeger, grabs both legs and takes him down. Jaeger not happy about it. McShane in there to make sure nothing happens. That'll be the seventh foul, I believe. Might only be the sixth foul. Seventh foul, that'll put Kodiak Jaeger on the line to shoot one and one. And Jaeger was going to come out for Hatch. Hatch now will have to go back and have a seat there. The officials made sure nothing came out of that real quick there, but great hustle. Warriors stopped four shots there and finally got a rebound. Shot good by Jaeger, and we're all tied. No, we're not. Sorry. Forgot about a score there. It's a two-point game. Jaeger with 3 points here in the first half. 1:50 to go. 35-33. Jaeger's second one. Good. Kodiak with a pair. Hatch in. Jaeger out. Great job by Kodiak. Fans got to like that one. Just that energizer hustle that he brings to the floor makes things happen. And I see Kodiak wearing a mouthpiece tonight. I don't know if he's wore one in the past, but he was he caught a Westside Christian player with an elbow, took out both of his front teeth, and suddenly there's an increase in the usage of mouth guards on the Warrior sideline. West penetrates in, gives it to Flowers at the three-point line, out to Bernard's 24-footer, short. Good box out that time. Kept a smet off there, and McShane gets the rebound. McShane brings it up himself, picks up his dribble, goes to Dillon, back to McShane. Both of the Stearns in the game with McShane, Wilson, and Hatch. Dillon with the ball out high, starts to drive, puts his head down, pulls up, back out to Wilson, three-pointer, air ball almost, just nicked the rim. Ball's loose on the floor. Dillon gets it back to Derek. Derek on the baseline, no good. Ball loose, pulled out of there by West. West pushing hard, wanted to go to Nallen, couldn't do it, gets it to Bernard, pull up 21-footer, good. It doesn't get any prettier than that. In rhythm. Warriors down four now. Dillon Stearns pulls up, misses the mid-range shot, ball on the floor. Flowers comes out of there with it, gets it ahead to Bernards. Warriors need to hurry and get back, and Wilson's going to foul him on the drive. Not sure that's the foul they wanted. Warriors got to do a better job of getting back on transition defense. That's the ninth foul on the Warriors. It's going to be Wilson's second foul, maybe? They haven't put it up on the board yet, but I think that's two on Brandon. All right, Bernard's to the line. One out of his last two when he was there. He hits the first this time in the bonus. Get one more. Bernard's with 16 here in the first half of the 39 Pirate points. Warriors playing them tough. Got to do a better job of finding people in transition, though. Bernard's hits the second also. Scored the last 5 points on the last two trips down the floor. Six-point game now, 40-34. Warriors in desperate need of a bucket here. Dillon pops out on the right angle. Bernard's giving him a little room. Now hits Derek as he pops out. Swings it left side to Wilson. Wilson penetrates with the left hand. With the right hand, scores. Fouled! It's going to count. He hung in the air. A flop by DeSmet. Doesn't get the call. And Brandon Wilson going to the line to try a three-point play here. 26.3 seconds left in the first half. Coach Hopp not happy about that at all, but he can't complain about the calls. Nine fouls against the Warriors, eight against the Pirates now. Wilson rattles the cage but gets it to stay. He's got 8 points in the game. West starts to drive, gets a little screen from Flowers. Now he hits Flowers with a shot, with a pass. Flowers drives, gets past Hatch. Hatch didn't want to pick up that third foul, and Flowers scores. Seven-point game, 42-37, or five-point game. Wilson drives, gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. Boy, this game's getting physical out there, folks. That was all Brandon Wilson, just putting his head down. Had the mismatch and wanted to get to the line. It's going to be on Bernard's. That's his first. 5.3 seconds left. Wilson to the line to shoot 1-1. Coach Hopp telling the players know what time it is. That they only have 5.3 seconds. Ball's loose and no basket. So, after one, the Warriors led 25-17. After two, it's Dayton 42 and Amity 39. We'll be back after this message with some scoring totals from the first half for you. Welcome back to halftime here in Dayton, where the Pirates lead the Warriors 42-39. They outscored Amity 25-14 in the second quarter. Warriors really struggled there for a while to figure out what to do offensively in that quarter. Warriors were led by Devin McShane with 11. Brandon Wilson had 10 points and 4 assists. And Clint Hatch with 8 points in the first half. Kodiak Jaeger had 4. Dillon Stearns, 2. Sam White, 2. And Derek Stearns, 2. For the Dayton Pirates, it's the Zach Bernard Show with 17. Tanner Lewis with 9. He's got 3 fouls on the bench. Jalen Flowers, 8. Bailey West with 5. He scored 5 of the first 7 of the game for the Pirates. And Braden Allen with 3. All right, physical first half, hard fought. Nothing less than what you would expect when these two rivals hook up in a West Valley League showdown. Remember, the Warriors come into this game 7-2. A win here in Dayton would not only be huge for their RPI ranking, but would really lock in that number two spot in the district. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. We got about 8 minutes before the tip-off of the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. About 2 minutes to go before the tip-off of the second half here in Dayton, where your Warriors trailing the Pirates by 3, 42-39, and where the Warriors thrived when Dayton was in man-to-man, the Warriors ate them up. And so Dayton went out of that near the end of the first quarter, and from that point on, defensively, they were a lot better. Warriors still found some opportunities on the offensive end, but they were definitely harder to come by. And the other thing that happened, though, is that the Warriors didn't penetrate as well against the zone as they probably need to. They're going to need to put the ball on the floor. If Dayton's going to sit in that zone, you got to get into the zone, make the zone move, and then find the cutters to the open spots. Defensively, Warriors played man the whole first half. I think that's the right call. But except when Zach Wilson was on Bernard's, everybody else struggled with him. Or Zach, sorry, Brandon Wilson. Do that to Brandon every once in a while. Kind of mix him up with his older brother, who was also an outstanding guard and wore the same number. So, and they've both actually battled Zach Bernard's now. Zach Wilson battling him in Bernard's freshman year, and now Brandon doing it as co-seniors there. Warriors are going to need on the defensive end to make sure you just can't lose any shooters. A couple times they left Tanner Lewis open, they left Nowlin uncontested once, albeit from 24 feet. But they've got to do a better job making sure they find the shooters. And you got to keep that shooter in front of you, too, because when the help defense comes, that's when it gets hard. You got to have the rotations, and the defense has to get there effectively. All right, Warriors. Warriors are going to mix up the starting lineup a little bit. Going to bring in Kodiak Yeager along with, I guess it's Yeager for Clint Hatch. Part of that's for defense. Part of that is to keep Clint from picking up that third foul early. So the other starters are the same. Bernard's with the ball, swings it to West. West dribbles out towards the top of the key. He's got Yeager on him. West dumps into the high post to Bernard's. Bernard's looking for cutters, nothing there. Tries to go in low to Flowers. It's not there. Backs it out. Crosses over on Wilson. Gets past him into traffic. Lays it up and under and scores. Nice move by Bernard's. Warriors back quickly. McShane penetrates all the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. And that's what the threat of the outside shot does to the defense. Now Allen coming the other way. Puts up a deep three. No good. Rebound by West. Throws it back into Flowers. Flowers up. He puts it up and in. Warriors had a chance there. Great save by West. Warriors ahead. Yeager on the left baseline. Kicks it out on top to McShane. Starts to drop. Flowers not happy about something. So they're going to shoot a technical. I think McShane will go to the line to shoot the technical. So Derek Stern's going to have two shots. Let me see what the call is here. The foul's on Bernard's. Oh, no, it was Bernard's that got teed up. I didn't see what happened there. He frustrated about something. Zach's an emotional player. So Derek Stearns will shoot two free throws first. He hits the first one. So, you know, when something happens like that, typically one of two things happens. Either the player, in this case Zach Bernard's, that got the personal and the technical foul. He now has three fouls. Ooh, Derek misses the second one badly. Either he goes in the tank or he becomes on fire. And so he gathers his teammates together at the top of the key. McShane to the line, misses the first foul shot. Warriors are leaving points at the line here. You can't do that, folks. Can't do that. McShane will have one more. 51-47. Warriors could have had two free throws there. Could have had four free throws. Instead, they get two. McShane gets the second one. And it's going to be Warrior basketball after all that. So Bernard's goes out, heads to the bench. With three personal fouls, that might just be a Ron Hop. I'm going to calm Zach down, just give him a chance to get composure so he doesn't get more frustrated out there. McShane, 23-footer, hits it! Devin McShane with a deep three, and we're all tied at 51. Nobody came out that far on him, The defender was at the three-point line. McShane just stepped back further. Flowers in the mid-post on the right side of the lane. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Goes out in the corner. Nallen for three. Hits it.
Just like that. Braden Nallen, his second three-pointer of the game.
Warriors down three. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. What a game, folks. What a game this is. McShane, Lewis on him, goes right corner to Jaeger. Jaeger out on top to Wilson out by the center circle. Starts to drive on Nallen, leaves it for McShane. McShane thinking about the 28-footer. He won't take it. Hands it to Wilson. Man-to-man defense again by Dayton. They struggle with this the first half. And there's why. Wilson gets past Lewis. That's going to be Lewis's fourth foul. And Zach Wilson goes to the line to shoot two. Ron Hopp not happy. The official says, hey, pats his belly and says he got him right there. He bumped him with the belly as Wilson went to the rack hard. And Hopp on Lewis telling him, you know, you got to get an arm out there and stop him before he drives. You can't let him get his hip on you, get turned. He didn't like that defense at all. Wilson hits the first one. Brandon having himself a game, 13 points in the game. Now Lewis out with his fourth foul. Different game than it was in Amity, where the Warriors got blown out in the third quarter and were down 19 after three. Outscored by 13 in that quarter. Wilson hits a pair. The Warriors are back within one. Now you've got Bernards and Tanner Lewis on the bench now. Flowers in the low post, working on Stearns. Stearns, and Flowers loses it out of bounds. Great defense by Derek Stearns. Flowers just fumbled that one off his hands. He wanted to back him down, then he pivoted and squared him up, and then tried to go left and lost the ball out of bounds. McShane with it now. Warriors down one. Got to make hay when Bernards is out. Dylan Stearns loses the ball on the drive. Look at it, he's trying to get it out to McShane. Nallen pulls up, misses the three. McShane chases it down in the corner. Gets it to Wilson. 4:10 to go. Passes it ahead to Stearns. Dylan starts to drive out to McShane. Open look from three. No good. Inside rebounding position. Pulled out of there by Wilson. Wilson takes a 10-footer. No good. And airballed it. West comes out of there with it. West pushes it ahead to Rosas. Rosas fouled by Stearns from behind. It's going to be Stearns' second. Warriors sloppy on the offensive end the last two trips down. Wilson with a great offensive rebound, but it took a really tough off-balance shot, airballed, and that led to the fast break the other way. Rosas with his first point of the game as he converts on the first foul shot. 3:53 to go, third quarter. Warriors down two, 55-53. Wilson over talking to coach. Rosas makes a pair. Warriors down three. Pirates have got to be thrilled. Bernards and Lewis both on the bench, and they're staying 3 points up here, getting them some rest. Wilson working on Rosas, pulls up, 18-footer, hits it! Brandon Wilson shooting in rhythm tonight, folks. This is the Brandon Wilson we've been looking for all year. He's been playing well lately, and now he's playing fantastic tonight. Rosas in the left corner out to Nallen. Nallen working on McShane. Steps back to about 25, dribbles to the right. Top of the key, penetrates in, up and under with the right hand, misses. Flowers gets the rebound, put back. No box out there on Flowers. Warriors bringing it the other way, down three still. Hash set to come back in. Wilson in trouble, up under with the left hand and scores! That was his last option, was to step through and shoot it with the left hand off the glass, and he did. And then we got a foul at the other end. I think this might be on Wilson. It is. It'll reach in foul on West. 1 point game, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hatch in, Derek Stearns out. So it's Hatch, Wilson, Jaeger, Stearns, Dylan Stearns. Oh, we're going to have another sub here. And Dylan Stearns is going to come out. So Dylan and Derek out. So it's Wilson, Nelson, Kodiak, Jaeger, Hatch, and on Nelson, he misses the reverse lay-in, and Jaeger gets the rebound. Jaeger brings it across himself and then throws it away. Just lazy, sloppy pass by Kodiak Jaeger. And he knows it. Just lazy. And the basket going the other way by Rosas. Oh, my goodness. Warriors had a chance there. Wilson with a leaning three-pointer. No good. Warriors getting sloppy on the offensive end. Now there's an outlet pass to West. McShane goes in. Can't stop the lay-in. West gets the basket. Timeout. Warriors, they're now down five. Boy, they had all the momentum going there, and back-to-back turnovers by Kodiak Jaeger, and then a bad shot by Brandon Wilson, and the Warriors are down 5. We got a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stick right here and remind you that whether you're starting a new project or just in need of some electrical repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure that the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 62-57. Pirates up 5. And they're going to continue to rest Bernards here. He's going to stick with the group. Well, Bernards is going to check in after the inbounds, it looks like. But for right now, sticking with the group that he had in there, and that group has been better defensively, it would appear, or the Warriors have just been lackadaisical offensively. So Jaeger's out in his first break of the second half. White into the game for him. Wilson brings it across. 5-point game. Warriors need to get an offensive score here. They go to the corner. McShane for 3. Rattles around and goes in. Soft rims, folks. Soft rims here in Dayton. And it's a 2-point game. McShane having a great one. Rosas goes baseline left side. Nobody picks him up. How do you not know? You got to guard him. Man-to-man defense. You got to find your man. I don't know if that was Sam coming into the game. Didn't know or not. Sam White penetrates in. Tries to go left corner. Throws it away. There's a pass ahead to Nowlin. Nowlin lays it up. He's fouled and he scores. Oh, my goodness. The sloppy passing. He's going to give Scott Nelson an aneurysm over here. I'm telling you. That pass by White, not a good pass. Tried a hook pass from the middle of the lane, and that's just not a fundamentally sound pass. Number one, once you start that pass, you're committed to it. You know, unless you've got Michael Jordan, Dr. J hands, and you can pull it back. You start that hook pass, you're committed, and it takes a long time to make it, and it gives the defense a lot of reaction time. Can't get sloppy. Warriors were back within one. We're back within 2. Now they're down 6, and Nowlin misses the foul shot. McShane gets the rebound. Nowlin with 8 points in the game. 6-point game again. McShane to Wilson. Wilson, they're going to try to trap him. Goes back to McShane. McShane fakes the 3, penetrates in, gets contact, throws underneath the hatch. Hatch lays it up and left it short. Nice pass by McShane. They push ahead. West on the right side, taking it all the way in. Wilson blocks the shot. Got a hand on it. Caused West to miss the shot, threw it up hard off the glass when Wilson got a hand on that. Now got to White. White for 3. They could use this. No good. Rebound. Hatch. His shot blocked from behind by Flowers. Flowers pushes it ahead to Bernards. Bernards lays it up and in. Oh, boy, folks. Missing lay-ins. That's 2 missed lay-ins right at the rim. One of them blocked. One of them just couldn't get it up and in by Hatch. He's struggling here, and it's an 8-point game. The problem is it's leading to fast break points the other way. Wilson down in the left corner. Nelson for 3. This is not the guys you want shooting. And Bernards gets the rebound. 24 seconds to go. Wrong guy shooting the ball. There's a pass ahead to Flowers. Flowers goes in against Hatch. Lays it up and in. And now the Warriors are just not picking guys up. Bernards with the assist. Flowers with the basket. 10-point game. And you talk about some sloppy basketball here the last 2 minutes or so by the Warriors. It's a pass in the corner to White. He penetrates baseline. Bounce pass inside to Hatch. The ball stripped out of his hands, blocked out of bounds by Bernards. Good pass by White. Hatch just couldn't get it up before Bernards able to get a hand on it. 1.1 seconds left. Warriors basketball. They're going to inbound. 1.1 seconds. Try to throw it into Hatch, and he's fouled. Clint Hatch going to go to the line. Oh, they're going to say it was before the shot. So the clock won't start then. They're going to inbound it again. They're going to say Hatch was fouled as he went up to try to catch the ball. Foul on number 13. Clock doesn't start unless somebody touches the ball. The foul was before he touched the ball. So we're going to have a timeout. No time did go off. It was 1.1. Telling that. Trying to help people out here. You get people a little confused. Somebody complaining that time went off the clock. All right, we've got a timeout. We're going to stay right here, I think. It's just a 30-second timeout. So we will stay here. All right. Folks, if you are hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering slow-smoked flavor, sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, brisket, whatever you want, stop by for dinner or lunch Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Warriors down 10. Got a bad break on that. They said that Hatch was fouled before he made contact with the ball on the attempted tip up and in. So it'll be ball out of bounds again. Boy, this game was looking very positive for the Warriors. And then I can think of at least four sloppy pass turnovers and two missed lay-ins here in the last 2 minutes. Just brutal. And most of those leading to easy baskets for Dayton going the other way. 1.1 second left. That's how much there was. And that should be what it is still. They're coming over to check the time now. Let me see if I can hear. He's clarifying. They're putting 1.9 on. I'm not sure how they did that. There was 1.1 seconds before. Magically, we have eight-tenths of a second more. There's the pass. Well, we're going to have... I don't know what the call was. Oh, they called 23 for a delay of game because he was across the baseline trying to deny the pass. He'll try it again. That's Flowers. They get it inside to Hatch. He loses it. Flowers throws it the length of the floor, and that's the end of the quarter. Oh, boy. Warriors go negative 7 in that quarter. They came into the third quarter trailing by 3, and they go out trailing by 10, 70-60. High-scoring third quarter. Warriors outscored 28-21, though, in that quarter. And a lot of defensive breakdowns and a lot of offensive sloppiness for the Warriors. If they can get it back together, they can get back into this game. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Warriors basketball to start the fourth quarter. Down 10. McShane leading the way tonight with 20. Wilson having an outstanding game overall. He penetrates in, gets to the basket. They're going to call an offensive foul as DeSmet stepped up and drew the charge. I don't know about that. That was pretty questionable. The official says that DeSmet was set and Wilson took him out. Looked like Wilson was going to DeSmet with a little acting job there on contact. All right. Pirates ball now. Warriors need to get back in defense here. No more defensive breakdowns, forgetting who your man is and not boxing out. All right. Bernards gets it to West. West looking for Nallen, cutting through, not there. Back out to Bernards. Bernards working on Nelson. Crosses over, looking for a little screen. Gets one. They hedge out. He goes left on the baseline. His shot blocked. West gets it. DeSmet misses. Flowers misses. Ball loose. Nallen picks it up. Throws it underneath the Flowers. His shot blocked from behind, and they call a foul. Sam White got up and blocked that from behind. And they're going to put Flowers on the line to shoot two. Once again, this is symptomatic of what's wrong with the Warriors right now. They had three chances to corral a rebound there and couldn't do it. Forced Bernards into a very tough left-handed 10-footer on the baseline while he was kind of floating. It became an air ball. Nobody was boxing out on the other side. DeSmet comes down with it, and that leads to a missed shot, another loose ball, and the Warriors end up leaving Flowers all by himself right at the basket. He hits a pair of free throws, 12-point game, folks, and this one's going to slip away if the Warriors don't get serious about both ends of the floor right now. McShane goes in the corner, White for three, good! Sam White stepping up and knocking down the three, makes it a 9-point game. See if the Warriors can ride a little momentum here. West on top to Nallen, Nallen to Bernards, Bernards with a 22-footer the other way. He misses, weak side rebound, Wilson. Wilson pushing it up the middle of the floor. Over to McShane, McShane corner three, no good, gets his own rebound and he's got to be fouled there. He got knocked out of bounds by West. West was pursuing the rebound And McShane, following his shot, beat him to it. That's going to be the fifth team foul on the Pirates. Warriors also have five team fouls. Warriors basketball out of bounds, right side of the key on the baseline. Tanner Lewis coming back into the game for the Pirates. He's got four fouls in this one. Lewis also has 11 points. They get in the left corner to White. White dribbles it out near the top of the key. 2-3 zone for the Pirates. Go to McShane. McShane starts to dribble drive. Now he backs out. Now he goes down to Nelson. Nelson trapped. Goes back to McShane on the baseline. Fakes the floater. Flowers scares him off. Goes out to White. White for an angle three. No good. Long rebound to West. Not a bad look for Sam. Might have rushed that one just a hair. Tanner Lewis driving on the right side. He's going to be fouled on the drive by White. White didn't find him soon enough. Lewis kind of hung out at about 25, 28 feet on the right angle. And by the time Sam found him, Tanner was already driving. Dylan Stern's going to come in. Going to replace Sam. Sam, big three there to cut this to a 9-point lead. Warriors need to get a defensive stop now. Dylan gives him a little more length in there. To get it into West. West, they go bounce pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Hatch. Hands it to Nelson. Nelson to Dylan. Dylan gets it over to Brandon. Brandon back out to Dylan, fakes the three. Now he starts to drive all the way in. Hook pass underneath to Hatch. He comes in with it. And then he goes right to the basket, lays it up and in. He didn't have anywhere to go. I thought he'd used his dribble. He didn't. Hatch takes it viciously along the baseline and powers it up past Flowers and off the backboard and in. It's a 7-point game. Bernards pulls up for a 23-footer and he hits it in the face of Nelson. Zach Bernards carrying this team. He's got about 30 in this game. Return three the other way. Missed by Dylan Stearns out of the right corner. Rebounds by Lewis. Lewis. McShane now on Bernards everywhere he goes. There's a top of the key three-pointer by Nowlin. No good. And Flowers almost tipped that in over the top of Hatch. Boy, he can get up. Misses it, though, and McShane comes out of there with it. Still a 7-point game. McShane over to Nelson. Nelson misses the three. Bernards had it. Hatch gets it, lays it up and in. Clint Hatch hanging out, doing his job, and it's a 70. Oh, they updated. They didn't have that updated. Now it's back to an 8-point game. I'm not sure that score is right. They've got it at 75-67. Bernards misses a little alley-oop, falls to the floor trying to draw a call. Not going to get it from the official. That was a flop job by Bernards. McShane goes baseline, lays it up, and in! Devin McShane. And we got, I think, a wet spot. I don't know what's going on. So an official walking down to the baseline here. I think Bernards fell, and they're checking for a wet spot down there. I want to make sure nobody slips on that baseline. So, or there's a contact loss or something. They're looking around. I don't know what they're looking at. It looks like they're just trying to clean up the floor a little bit. McShane with another basket. McShane with 22 in the game. So it's a 6-point game, 75-69, under 5 minutes to go, third or fourth quarter. Warriors need a couple of stops on the defensive end here. If they weren't sloppy, they'd be winning this game right now. If they hadn't been sloppy in the third. Nowlin starts to drive, throws it away. He faked the pass, faked the shot, went back to the pass, all while he was in the air, or while he was taking his last step and then jumping, and he faked West out and threw it away. West was there for the fake pass, and then he thought Nowlin was going to shoot. Wilson starts to drive, spins back into Flowers, leaves it for Hatch. Hatch fouled by Flowers. Flowers doesn't like it. He thought he had a clean block. Official staring him down to make sure there's no attitude there. In fact, I think he's going over to talk to him right now and saying, you need to get yourself under control. Flowers showing a lot of emotion about that foul call. Thought he had a clean block. That's a 16 foul on Dayton. 7 for the Warriors. Hatch to the line. Misses the first one. 75-69. Hatch with another one. These officials are doing a good job. They're on top of this. They, I think, just recognized that there should be 6 team fouls on Dayton, and there's only 5 up on the board. So they're cross-checking it right now, and now they're changing it to 6. These officials are doing an outstanding job of awareness. not every official is paying attention to how many are on the board. What they did is they gave that foul to the Warriors. They had put it up for a seventh team foul. So they're paying a better attention than I am. I thought it was 7-6. It was 6-6. Hatch with the second one. He hits that one clean, and we've got ourselves a five-point game. Hatch having an outstanding night on both ends of the floor. West gets it to Flowers. He's fouled by Hatch on a reach, and Hatch went for the steal, and Flowers beat him to the spot. So that's going to put Flowers on the line to shoot 1-1. That was just one of those unfortunate timing things. Clint saw the ball come into a spot, reached out to grab it. Flowers got there just a half step before Hatch could, and as he caught the ball, then Hatch's arms were in the way. Flowers to the line to shoot 1-1. He hits the first. It's a good foul shooter. 5 out of 5 from the line tonight for the 6'4 senior, 6'5 senior. 4:35 to go fourth quarter, 6-point game. Flowers a chance to make it a 7-point Dayton lead. Second one is up and rims around and drops in. There are some soft rims here. This is a great shooter's court. Amity's got some tight rims. There are soft rims here. Wilson coming to the right side. Penetrates through, gets into the lane, steps back. 12-footer, no good. Rebound put back up by Hatch, and he's fouled on the putback attempt. Good job by Clint not to bring that ball down. Just jumped up and tried to set it back up off the backboard with two hands. Draws the foul. That's going to be it for Tanner Lewis. That's 5. So that's a big play right there. Bernard still just with 3 fouls, picking up 2 of them at one time with a shooting foul and a technical there in the second quarter. Since then, he's been calm and collected, the assassin that he is on the floor. All right, Hatch will shoot 2. 1 for 2 last time he was there. See if he can do better this time. Second one was perfectly clean. He gets the first. They have one more. Hatch with a chance to cut this down to 5. That one's short, rims around, and goes in. In Amity, that shot doesn't ever get past the front of the rim. These soft rims here just allow that ball to catch the front of the rim and roll forward. All right. Bernards drives, takes it all the way with the left hand, up and in. Boy, that's just a determination by the best player in 3A basketball, Zach Bernards. That was good defense by Wilson. Wilson trying to get past Nallen, spins back into Flowers, up, no call there. Hatch gets the rebound out to Stearns. Stearns for 3, good! Dylan Stearns with a 3, makes it a 4-point game. Under 4 minutes to go now. What a ball game, folks. Well played by both teams, well coached, and very well officiated. As good an officiating crew as we've seen this year. Bernards pulls up for a 3, jump shot, a true jump shot over the top of Wilson. Hits the 3, Stearns comes back the other way, misses the 3. Jaeger battling for it, knocks it out to McShane. McShane gets to the foul line, pulls up, hits it. Devin McShane cuts it right back to a 5-point game, 82-77. 3:23 to go. Warriors need to get some stops, and it's all the Zach Bernard show now. Works on Wilson, pulls up from 25, short on this one. McShane gets the rebound, slows it down, 3:10 to go. McShane fakes the 3, now he drives into the key, bounce pass to Hatch, lays it up and in! Flowers came across to help, and Hatch gets another basket and assist from McShane. It's a 3-point game with 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 82-79. Both teams in the 1-1 penalty as well. Remember, Tanner Lewis fouling out of this game, he's out. They go left-sided to Smet. To Smet, down low to Flowers. Flowers working on Hatch. Gets in there, lays it up and in. Hatch didn't want to pick up a foul. Nice move by Flowers that time. Didn't travel. And we've got a timeout taken. No? Oh, they've got a T on Flowers. He got teed up. He wanted an N1. This kid's got some emotional issues, folks. And he's not even... Bernard's trying to calm him down, and Flowers still throwing his temper tantrum over there. That's going to be the 3rd on Flowers. Going to put Dylan Stearns at the line to shoot 2 free throws. First one perfect for Dylan. I didn't see what Flowers did, but he wanted the N1, and he's still having a little emotional temper tantrum over there. That young man's got some growing up to do, and he's replaced in the game by Tristan Fergus. Warriors back within 3 on a couple of makes by Dylan. They're going to have a timeout now. This is going to be a... Let me see if it's a full or a 30 here. Boy, these officials have maintained control of this game. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Your local Country agent is Tim Harzma. Tim is a great supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs at 503-565-2043.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control.
All right, we had to cut that commercial short. I got distracted talking to the Dumbler men behind me here, Dave and Dennis, and talking about how well officiated this game is. I got kudos. They put the right officials in this gym for a tough game. 84-82, Warriors basketball, 2:40 to go. No, and then we're going to have a blocking foul called against Fergus as Wilson tries to penetrate. He'll go to the line to shoot one-on-one. See who the call is on here. I think it's on Fergus. It is. And that's going to be, is that the 8th or the 9th team foul? I'm looking here. The official coming over to clarify something at the scorer's table. I'm not sure that they've got the right person doing the clock here. I got to talk to Mr. Shirley about that, that they probably need somebody a little bit better doing the clock. As you know, you hear me comment a lot about clock keepers. She's not bad, but she's made a couple of mistakes here. And it's hard. This is a fast-paced game, but these officials done a great job of making sure they get it right. So that's a 9th team foul, first on Fergus. Puts Wilson at the line to shoot 1-on-1. Rattles it around and stays in. I don't know how many good rolls that Dayton's gotten, but the Warriors have gotten a lot of good rolls off the foul line tonight. Second one for Wilson, a chance to cut this 2-point lead. And he does, hits him clean. Brandon Wilson just having one outstanding game tonight. 1-point game, 2:35 to go. Remember, this is a 12-point game within the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. There's a steal by Derek. Dylan Stearns takes it in, lays it up, and in! Dylan Stearns gives him the lead. It's 85-84. Stearns with a steal in the basket. And the Warriors are pressing, and they throw it away. They throw it away on the inbounds. Lane violation. He stepped over the baseline on the end when the Warriors press, and the Warriors have a 1-point lead, 2:20 to go, fourth quarter, and they're going to get the ball underneath their own basket. Inbound violation. The Warriors went to press. Now Allen, I think, was trying to inbound it. He was surprised by the press, wanted to pull the pass back, and in doing so, stepped across the baseline. Warriors basketball. They box it up. Wilson. Throws it into Hatch. Hatch with a nice catch. Gets it back to Wilson. They settle things down. Man-to-man defense for Dayton. 85-84 Warriors. 2:13 to go. They came back from 12 down in this game. It was 72-60, folks, in the fourth quarter. The Warriors outscored them since then. Wilson pulls up and hits a 15-footer. That was all Brandon Wilson. They thought he was going to pass it. It's a 3-point lead for the Warriors with 2 minutes to go. Nallum, or West with the ball, gets in the hands of the best player in the state. Bernards, he crosses over on Wilson, puts his shoulder down, gives it up to Nallum. Nallum penetrates, goes to Flowers. Flowers loses it, and there's going to be a kick ball on Hatch down there. Woo! I'll tell you what, folks, this is about as fun as it gets in calling a game. Just doesn't get much more fun than this. Wish you could be here. Glad you're listening. Since you can't. They lob it into Flowers. He gets the basket and one. Oh, Hatch turned his back and Flowers cut to the basket on him. Oh, boy, that was a no-no by Clint. He's had a great game. There's a defensive lapse. And Flowers goes to the line with a chance to tie it up. Flowers, 6 out of 6 from the foul line so far tonight. He's got 22 in the game. He makes that one. He's got 23 and we're all tied up. Rosas into the game, replaces DeSmet. 87-87, 1:44 to go. Both teams healthy, both teams playing well, and this is as good as it gets. Zach Bernards has put on a show. Brandon Wilson's put on a show. This is great 3A basketball, folks. If you paid $20 for a ticket, you'd be happy tonight. They go out and Hatch in the right corner. He takes Flowers off the dribble, gets all the way to the basket, lays it up, he's fouled, he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Flowers came way out in the corner, Hatch is no threat to shoot a three-pointer. Flowers came out, thought he was going to pressure Hatch into a mistake. Clint just takes him off the drive all the way to the basket and draws a foul. The foul going to be on Rosas coming across to help out. Hatch misses the shot, goes to the line to shoot two. That's 10 team fouls on Dayton. Warriors are shooting two the rest of the way. Hatch hits the first one. Quinn Hatch having a career night. 18 points in the game for Clint. He's got one more. Free throw, perfect. He's a kid that struggled at the line his whole career. He's made five in a row from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. Bernards drives, tough shot over Wilson, gets it to go. Oh, my goodness. He took Wilson down to the baseline, and he is just physically so strong. Powered that up over very, very good defense. A great job by the officials to let him play a little bit, not call ticky-tack fouls here. That's an 89-89 game, 1:17 to go. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All right. 1:17 to go. 89-89. Just outstanding efforts by both squads tonight. Great offense. The defense at most of the game has been pretty good. Just shot makers tonight. If I get a chance, I'll count up Bernard's total for you here. He had 17 in the first half. He's got 34 in the game. And they're checking the clock and the official scorebook again. Mona leaning over to see what's going on. 89-89, Warriors basketball. Dayton not going to press. Bernard's talking to his guys, talking about what they got to do defensively, reiterating probably what Coach Hopp said, reminding players, especially Flowers. And I'm not sure what the discussion is. I don't know if they're checking possession arrow. There's agreement among everybody at the table. Possession arrow, I believe, is in favor of Dayton. Warriors had the ball to start the fourth quarter, and I don't think there's been a jump ball. All right, here we go, folks. 1:17 to go. Brandon Wilson, I'm not sure he's been out of this game tonight, playing the best game of his life in a game when it really needed to happen. They try to go low to Jaeger, stolen by Rosas. Jaeger had Flowers posted up. Rosas came across. He read the pass, came across from the middle of the lane, and made the steal. Under a minute to go now. Nallon with the ball. Looking inside, nothing there. Works on McShane to the left. Now he backs it out, trying to go to Bernard's. They finally get in the ball on the left wing. He starts to drive. He traveled, got away with it, pulls up, misses the jumper. Jaeger with a rebound. Rips through and gets the ball to Wilson with 40 seconds to go. And we got a timeout taken by Scott Nelson. The ball will be right in front of the Warriors bench when they come back. It's going to be, I think, a full timeout. Let me see if it is. I think it is. Players are headed to the bench. So we have a 60-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here, though, folks. So first, let me remind you to see Tim Harsma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsma today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. What a game, folks. As I mentioned, Bernard's with 34 in the game. Flowers had 8 at halftime. Has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 in the second half for 23 overall. Braden Nowlin with 8. Tanner Lewis had 9 in the first half. Didn't score. He might have had 2 in the second half, I guess. 2 in the second half for the Warriors. It's been Hatch, Wilson, and McShane, and mainly Wilson in this game. He's got 22 points in the game. His defense, ball handling, and with exception of maybe three plays in the entire game, decision-making has been phenomenal. Warriors basketball right here in front of me at the end of the Warriors bench towards the scorer's table. Wilson takes the inbound pass in the backcourt. 38 seconds to go. Tie game. Wilson crosses over a couple times, gets past Nallon, puts up, misses. Jaeger with the rebound, kicks it back out. Stearns for three, no good, back rim, and Bernards gets the rebound. You don't want to foul. 19 seconds to go. He gets it to West. West wheeling and dealing, kicks it out in the corner, stolen by Dylan Stearns. 12 seconds to go. Dylan Stearns gets past Rosas. Gets into traffic. Ball knocked loose. Gets it back. Finds McShane. McShane for a deep three in the game. No. Ball's loose. Tipped up and in by Clint Hatch. Clint Hatch tips it up and in. And the Warrior fans storm the court. Clint Hatch tips the miss up and in. And the Warrior fans and players celebrate underneath their basket on Pirate. On the Pirates' home court. Oh, my goodness. It doesn't get any more exciting than that, folks. 89-91, the Warriors win by two. What a game. What a game. Flowers comes over, congratulates guys, talks to everybody over there. Doesn't wait for the rest of his teammates. I think there's still some attitude issues there. What a win. Clint Hatch, with a game of his life, finishes off by tipping in a missed shot. Dylan Stearns put that shot up from the corner. The ball bounced around, tipped once, I think, by somebody, and then Hatch went up and tipped it in. Oh, my goodness. What a way to end a game. Clint Hatch with a night of his life. He had 8 points in the first half. In the second half, he had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 points, 21 points in the game, and the game winner on the tip-in, and he did a heck of a job on Flowers. What's that, Joel? Yeah, no school tomorrow. No, there's school tomorrow. Joel thinks we should have a celebration day. Oh, my goodness. Brandon Wilson, I believe, had 22 in the game. Devin McShane had 11 in the first half. He had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in the second half for 24 overall. I don't know the last time the Warriors had three 20-point scorers in a game. Dylan Stearns chipped in with 12. Derek Stearns had 3. Sam White with 5. Jaeger with 4. And every single basket counted, folks. We just witnessed an unbelievable game. Boys high school basketball, and I'm not sure basketball at any level gets any better than this. Clint Hatch still getting hugs from everybody, and I would try to get Clint on the air, but there's no way he'd come on here. He's pretty shy. But oh my goodness, folks. Clint Hatch with the tip in for the win. 91-89, the final score. What I'd like to point out here is that the Warriors were down by 10 points after three quarters. They outscore the Pirates 31 to 19 in the final period to get the two-point win. Wow, what a game. What a game. What's that, Mr. Dumbler?
I'll let you Clint have.
Clint ended up with 21 in the game. Brandon had 22 and Devin had 24. And no two bigger. Clint kept us in the game. He played some great defense on the Flowers kid. He rebounded. Just stayed out of foul trouble. He had 2 fouls early in the first quarter. He stayed out of foul trouble the rest of the game. Only picked up 3 total. And what an unbelievable ending here in Dayton, where the Warriors knock off the top-ranked team in the state, 91-89. Well, folks, I'm exhausted. I need to go say congratulations to a few kids out there. You have yourself a good night. We're going to be back on the air Wednesday for the next league game. So, for everybody here in Dayton that's an Amity fan, I want to tell you, it's a great night to be a Warrior. Have a good night, everybody.